Brian Sexton joins us now. Hi, Brian.
Hi. How are you?
Doing
hey,
well?
Brian.
Hi, John.
What's up, buddy?
I've missed you.
We're going to do a little this or that, right?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a moment.
Have you already put the scoreboard together? Osher 3, Sexton 0?
Yeah.
Just go ahead and do that.
You might have a chance today to get back in it. We'll see. Let's start off. We talked about Winston a little bit earlier, but just kind of your view of this, too. He was already going to be the number one guy, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, could he have hurt himself enough yesterday to not be the number one guy?
Well, I really like Jameis Winston. Not as much as Brian likes Leonard Williams, but no.
That's because he's not as much of a sure thing.
That's right. Well, I think in terms of being the top pick, I think he is a sure thing. And again, I think the old thing, he didn't show anything yesterday that made you think he's not going to be the top pick. But he also, at a pro day, there was no way for him to answer the questions that are going to be out there. So great pro day, but the question doesn't change on
When you don't have a quarterback, you need one. And when you are Tampa and you've got the arm up in Tallahassee and the salary cap, you know, structured the way that it is and the rookie salaries, you can't not take it.
Exactly right.
I mean, unless he just said, guys, I really like to go out and have fun every night of the week, he wasn't going to drop. And that may be true. I don't know. But unless he did something dramatically stupid, and I guess he's done that a little bit, you know, he was not going to push himself out of that number one spot.
An idea you'll hear about a little later this week on Jags of the Round Table is the idea of the Jaguars at 3 being able to maybe go best available player more than they could in the past. Is it a needs-based pick still, or is it a best available player?
Well, John, I mean, you know Dave Caldwell better than a lot of us, you know, from your time in Indianapolis. So my question is, it's really about his philosophy, mm-hmm. right? I mean, he's kind of a needs-based guy.
He is, but I think they're fortunate this year in that the need, which I think they believe that their need is not necessarily a short-term need, but their need is we need to make sure that this pass rush continues to be not only a strength, but a strength, and have it be the dominant thing that they can depend on, and at the front seven of their defense, you know, is very hard to move against, and they need to build on that. So you add one more pass rusher, one more defensive front guy to that. Leonard Williams, not a pure pass rusher, but I think at number 3, all of a sudden you've got this guy who people believe that could be a build-the-defense-around player. You know, do you need that in the depth chart right now? But do you need that for your football team? Maybe.
I understand the needs thing. I mean, it really has become, especially in today's NFL, it's become more popular to go needs-based. But I'm a best available player guy at heart. And I think when you look at what Leonard Williams can do, right, and just go read and talk to the people, and of course I was there, I think I may have mentioned. But you're talking about a guy that you can do so much with, and who doesn't need the best player on the board? Who doesn't? You can find other ways to use him.
Brian likes Leonard Williams.
Take a note.
I need to write this down because I forgot.
Exactly. Somebody put that out
confident
there.
Confident and opinionated. That's me.
That's true. It is time for a game we call
This or That. This or That.
Well, it's called This or That. And, Brian, you're trailing
in
the all-time.
We should just rename it. Yeah, John.
True winner.
John. Capital J-O-H-N, right, and then B-R-I-N.
All right.
It's 3-0, by the way.
Come on.
John Osher's leading the all-time standings. All right, number one, here we go. Winston or Mariota?
Oh, Winston.
Mariota. With a nod to Winston's obviously stronger arm, you know, I've read and heard, you know, humble yet charismatic. I've heard so many different terms about this guy. You know, incredible competitor and even-keeled. I mean, I think, and you see, you know, the arm, the mobility, the intellect. I think that when you look at Winston, you're talking about a guy who has incredible upside, but man, is it steep on the decline if he doesn't get himself together. And I have read at least one quote from a NFL, you know, source that says he would scare me. The upside with Mariota may not be as high, although I'm not seeing that. It just seems plausible. I would tell you that there is almost no downside. He is an Eagle Scout. Give me that.
Oh.
I'm taking Winston because I believe
that matters.
If you can do it on the field, then that trumps the off the field. Because if you can't do it on the field, then all the intangibles don't matter.
I mean, what if you can do it on the field and you're on the field, as opposed to you can do it on the field but you're not on the field because you
who's on
did something
first?
Stupid.
Just let's vote second. Raising ideas. I don't know, but Brian just won the first answer. Number two.
I think I lobbied for that.
What's the value of the linebacker positions today? Is it worthy of a top 10 in this draft? Is it like, what is the value?
I think it depends on what you're defining as linebacker. For the Jaguars, if they're looking at linebacker, outside linebacker, which is Dante Fowler, Vic Beasley, those guys, they're linebackers on paper when you look at the draft, but they're going to be ends here.
Isn't that called the edge now?
Edge is very important in terms of the draft. Middle and strong side, you don't see them going in the first or, you know, even really a lot in the second round. It's perceived now that you can get those guys later. Rightly or wrong, I don't know, but that's the perception.
You know, when you look at Telvin Smith, who almost single-handedly won the Cleveland game out here with the interceptions and the sacks and that, you love to have those kinds of playmakers, but you're just, unless he's that edge guy, well, let me take it a step further. How good was the Jaguars' run defense when Paul Posluszny was injured? It wasn't as good. They struggled, right? So you obviously have to have those guys. But in a league where you have quarterbacks that you have to chase, you need the edge rusher.
Right. They're not ones that you perceive you have to spend big draft equity.
It's not quite fullback, right? But linebacker is clearly being devalued in terms of draft.
Johnny O, it's 1-1 heading into question three.
You're just setting
we
up
didn't
the
argue,
tie break.
Did we?
Go ahead.
No, I can't win anybody now. Number three, Brady Ewing released, so no fullback on the Jaguars roster. Gerhardt, could he be a fullback?
Well, he can be a fullback in a West Coast offense sense of a fullback. He can be an H-back.
So you're saying Tom Rathman.
He can play that well in that sort of thing, but he's not going to be a lead blocking fullback in the sense of, you know, I can't even name any lead blockers of a Greg Jones.
Can I? You know, right, the big guy who's got the big Samoan name in Seattle.
Right. Well, Greg Jones,
Will Taufoe,
who is a lead blocker. Yeah. I don't think he's going to be a lead blocker in a power running offense, but he can certainly take the fullback position and be that in spots.
I saw Tom Rathman. Rathman was an excellent receiver out of the backfield. Excellent. I mean, people remember Roger Craig, but Rathman was a guy that could do a lot of different things with the ball in his hands. And, of course, you know, the West Coast, back in that day especially, you know, they ran by throwing the short passes out. And we saw Gerhardt do that very, very well last year. And in limited roles, he was able to be very powerful. The Thursday night game here against Tennessee, when he got things sparked at the end of the second quarter with his power running style. But when they gave him the ball a lot, it didn't seem to work as much. So I really like the idea of Gerhardt in a fullback role, but as a West Coast.
Give it to Brian.
No, give it to John.
Brian Sexton finally is on the board.
Wow.
With his first victory of the season.
I'm disappointed, I know.
Well done.
People have been waiting for this for a long time.
Well done. There you have it. Brian Sexton.
Of course, it's all got to play out, right? It's all got to play out. That's the beauty. It's got to play out. The quarterback thing, it's got to play out. We need 3 to 5 years to really decide.
It's April 1st. We don't know what's going to happen, right?
Are you calling me a fool?
Yeah, I know. Just saying it's April 1st. Home schedule. Jaguars' home schedule looks fantastic, of course. We mentioned season tickets earlier. Take a look at these games. The divisional teams here, of course, Titans, Texans, and Colts. The Falcons and the Panthers from the NFC South. The Chargers out of the AFC West. And, of course, the AFC East this year. The Bills game is in London. The Miami Dolphins game is here at Everbank. 633-2000 or visit jaguars.com/tickets.